I've experimented on sphinx moths, honeybees, bumblebees, butterflies, syrphid flies, dance flies, giant dung beetles, dragonflies, winter moths, crows, ravens, sapsuckers, iris flowers, American chestnuts, red squirrels, and more, then published my discoveries. The older I have become, the more it has struck me how much all of life has in common. We are all kin. And so I sometimes apply what I learn to us humans and have experimented on myself to test a variety of racing fuels, such as honey, cranberry juice, olive oil, chocolate ice cream, beer, baby food, and yeast rolls, preferably each with multiple trials, excluding an inadvertent one during a 24-hour race of cranberry juice that was sweetened with a chemical other than sugar. Aging is also a trial of one, and I've been at it now for 79 years. I proposed to document my attempt to run that 100K soon after my 80th birthday, on April 19th, 2020. But right now, I'm sitting on my couch next to the wood stove in the mountainous near-endless forest of western Maine, where I've lived continuously for the past 10 years, and which was my spiritual home for about 65 before that. It is snowing hard, and the wind is blowing. Glancing at my calendar, I see that I'm already 80 years plus 3 days old, and also see the 100K race target date and place, April 26th, at Lake Warramaug in Connecticut, entered there last November. However, we've been months in lockdown because of the global pandemic. Last week, even the Boston Marathon was canceled. Leaving aside COVID-19, I was already out of the running by the end of November, after I chased a deer one afternoon in the first big snowstorm and ended up in the rocky crags of Houghton Ledges, on a mountain adjacent to the cabin where I live, with an ankle injury that still precludes serious running. As I am now incapable of even conceiving of running 100K at one stretch, my daily diary is tilted toward what I see nearby in the woods. This morning at 4:46 a.m., still in the dark, I noted, "All is snow-covered, seems like midwinter. But just now the woodcock, more commonly called the timber doodle, is out there in my clearing in the woods on the snow. He is announcing his presence at dusk and dawn by a repetitive painting call while perched on the ground, to then perform one after another of his spectacular sky dances, as though nothing had happened despite the snowstorm yesterday and last night. I wonder what else will be up when daylight comes. Will the phoebe, the hermit thrush, the winter wren that came back probably too early retreat south? Or will their biological clocks not allow them to change from their normal schedule of being here now to sing and to nest?" Science is a search for authenticity and proof. At least in physics, chemistry, and perhaps astronomy, that is revealed, or presumably achieved, at least in part by the aid of mathematical formulae, which do not concern time directly. Einstein's famous formula of energy equals mass multiplied by the speed of light squared does so indirectly, since speed is a function of time. But to us, time is an almost universal and viscerally felt component, and life is anything but certain, and it is as true as the law of gravity that literally everything in life concerns time. There would not have been any evolution, not even a virus or a cell, without time. No birth, no dying. Time is at the root of our lives, and there are always currents simultaneously pushing and pulling us from various directions whose outcome can be explained by the laws of physics and chemistry. I am awed by the way trivial incidents, which happen continuously, have profound influences as they ripple down seemingly to the end of time, and how each road closed can create a time to reevaluate and open a new one, to reveal other possibilities that could not even have been encountered or thought of before. Every day is a potential disaster or an opportunity. To paraphrase the poet Robert Frost, I still have many more miles to go and promises to keep. However, my original plan of running a 100K ultramarathon is not going to happen. I'm realizing at age 80 that I no longer feel the fire, the need to do that one